Today, the 8th of December, 2021. Let me make the announcement. We are winning. This is what winning looks like. We are winning. Miniature, please. We're losing. We're getting our butt kicked. We're not losing. We're winning. And you know why I know we're winning? Because Beelzebub, Baphomet, Bagul, Moloch, and the boys worked overtime today to try and ruin this feast day for all of us that are currently here at Studio D in Mandeville, Louisiana. Try to ruin it for Mr. Barrett. Try to ruin it for people who may never tune in to the Crusade channel, but on today would be a great day to tune in because Brother Andre and Marie will be with us later today. And we'll talk about Immaculate Conception. Barrett would have been prevented from sending an email out because some nefarious demon crawled inside of the email service provider and decided that he wasn't who he said he was anymore. And we needed to have double secret probation codes in order to get in and crack the vault. It is the email service. We finally got the vault opened, but it was after much consternation and effort. So for the bogeys to be spending as much time as they're spending on us three today, then we must be winning. And they must be desperate. We do have news here to talk about today. This is a good one. All of the Biden regime's civilian Corona Doom vaccine mandates have come to a grinding, screeching, unprecedented halt. Full stop. True story. As a matter of fact, a judge in New Tenochtitlan City last night issued a temporary restraining order against Comrade de Blasio pending a full court hearing. So everywhere where good people are taking to what should be a refuge force, which are courts of law, where law should prevail and should preside, victories are happening. Now, this seems to be lost on many people, or hell, on almost everyone out there who is meandering about in squalor today, bemoaning the fact that, for example, did you know that there was a Christmas tree shortage this year? There is a supply chain interruption in Christmas trees. This, according to Zero Hedge.
Biden the Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Joe. You really are a heel. Christmas tree shortages threaten holiday celebrations, according to the Washington Examiner and Zachary Halashek. My, oh my, what shall we ever do without fake Christmas trees? Which, by the way, I have one. If you're looking for a new artificial one, good luck. If you're trying to find a live one, now if you live somewhere near where there's a Christmas tree farm, and you can just head out into the wild blue yonder, go cut it down yourself, then you should be okay. The Christmas tree industry, much like other industries, is grappling with supply chain disruptions and inflationary pressures as the United States emerges from the Corona Doom shamdemic, which, coupled with unusually extreme weather conditions, has led to shortages across the United States ahead of December the 25th. This year, I've got a lot of calls of people either asking about the shortage, asking if we're sold out, asking if we have any Fraser fur, because they can't find one anywhere else at Matthew Galley, owner of Almost Heavenly Christmas Trees in Alexandria, Virginia. Well, there's your problem right there. You're in the hellhole that is Alexandria, Virginia. What the hell do you people in Alexandria, Virginia need Christmas trees for? You should be having Kwanzaa celebrations, the festival of stolen televisions. Go out and steal yourself a television. They're always going to arrest you for it, and then celebrate Kwanzaa. Here, I have an idea. Steal a television while you're at it. Steal a Roku box while you're at it. Hack someone's computer. Get in there or nearby. Hack into the neighbor's Wi-Fi. Turn the Roku box on. Plant your stolen television in what you call a living room or dinner or whatever. And then fire up the Yule Log channel. Boom, instant Christmas. See how easy that was? Galley told the Washington Examiner that his primary wholesaler provided him with more than 2,000 trees last year, but could only part with about 1,000, 1,100 this year. To make up for the shortage and purchase more trees, Galley went to an auction held annually in Pennsylvania, which tens of thousands of trees are offloaded. In what is billed as the world's largest Christmas tree auction, he said prices there were through the roof compared to past years. Auction prices were more than double than they were last year. At the last minute, I had to raise our retail prices. As I'm out there bidding on these trees at the auction, I'm logged into our system to do that. So we had to raise our prices significantly. One problem affecting supply and prices is a trucker shortage. Chris Spear, the president and CEO of the American Trucking Association, recently said the industry is now down a record high of 80,000 drivers. Well, here's what I... All right. Let me address one of these problems right here, right now. The Biden regime has lost... That's right. Just celebrate Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
All that's required to celebrate Festivus is an aluminum pole.
That's all you need is an aluminum pole.
And grievances.
No, wait a minute. I thought you had to have the grievance stick.
No, just grievances, which I've got plenty.
Well, no, on the episode of Seinfeld, didn't they have the talking the talking stick or something? You had to pass it to the next person so you could grieve. Look, I only saw it once, but I'm pretty sure that they passed around the complaining sticker, whatever the hell they called it. The Biden regime has lost in every single court where their vaccine mandate has been challenged. As a matter of fact, wait a minute. I just thought of something. Here. Let me give you... Here. This is why... If December continues as the first 7 days of it have gotten off to a start here on the Crusade Channel, February 2022 is looking like end of the line. The caboose gets detached from the train car. If December continues as it has started, David Simpson once asked me, how do you deal with it? How in the world do you deal with the threat of knowing your very vocation hangs by the thread of someone else's generosity every single day? I'm like, dude, I just don't know. I just pray about it. Prayers don't seem to be working this year. But in any event, before we get kicked off the air because we can't pay the internet bill and everyone else that needs to be paid around here, let me just dangle a pearl of wisdom out there for you. What were we told by the libtard left and the Stacey Slobrams gang all during November and December and early January of 2020? We're still being told this. Here, let me make it easier for you. How many courts of law did the Trump campaign win court victories in challenging election results? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. I'm not even going to play the soundbite because that's an easy one. This many.
0.0.
So, remember, that made then the claim that Trump had the election stolen from him. That completely neutered it. Remember? He hasn't won a single court. His challenges have been heard in 80-some-odd courts now. And he's not won a single one because Biden kicked his butt and won the election fair and square. And you weirdos, you conspiracy theorist nutbags, you need to just accept the Biden and Harris regime, they told us. Remember the fact that courts, thank you, KJ Pappy. You know what, dude? You just extended the life of the Crusade Channel by exactly 60 seconds with that $5. Thank you, sir. We now will make it until February the 1st at 12:01 a.m. Who's next? CrusadeChannel.com/chat. But remember, to this day, Trump didn't win a single court victory. Well, and the actual story is no evidence was ever heard. There was never a trial. There were attempts to get trials, and every single one of them was denied. Remember, no standing you don't have standing to sue in this state, whatever it was. Not one single court victory. That meant you must accept the conspiracy theorist nature, the lihu, the her, conspiracy theorist nature of Trump's defeat. Well, every court that Biden has been in front of, this is six now. Count them, six. Every court that has heard a plea for relief from the regime's vaccine mandate has been told, every plaintiff has been told, yes. Applying the same standard, is not the vaccine mandate then completely illegitimate in the product of some wild-eyed, crazy conspiracy theory cooked up inside the White House? Hey, I know what we'll do. We'll mandate that everyone participate in a drug experiment. Yeah, what a great idea! They have lost. They have lost another court. Here, Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina was out there last night saying every court the Biden regime has been in, he has lost. It's over. We're not implementing this. The state of South Carolina stands. The state of, here, I'll play it for you. I have it queued up here. Oh, good Lord, that audio is awful. Governor Henry McMaster, I have it bumped up to full-blown volume. It's not much there. And we all know that, you want to try it?
Case that we joined in Georgia, which is one of the three cases that we involved in on the Biden vaccine mandates, has ruled our way. There is no Biden vaccine mandate on federal contractors.
Boom.
As of right now in South Carolina. There are no
South Carolina
Biden vaccine mandates anywhere in South Carolina.
Carolina.
We promised that we were going to fight them. We did fight them. We've won all three. Those involving OSHA and the businesses, those involving the federal contractors, and those involving the healthcare and the healthcare workers. We fought all three, three separate cases. We've won all three. They'll go on for a hearing, but injunctions have been issued. There are no federal Biden mandates, vaccine mandates in South Carolina right now as we speak. That is great success. It's unconstitutional what the Biden administration was attempting
to do. Biden regime.
It's clearly unconstitutional. There has never been a federal vaccine mandate. States can do it. The federal government has no authority under the Constitution, and we've demonstrated that now three times and have won those three times.
There you go.
No federal vaccine mandate from the Biden administration in South Carolina right now as we speak.
So, okay, well, now the question remains, Governor McMaster, what happens if a court changes its mind and goes, oh, yeah, well, we heard Biden's evidence? But let's deal with what we have here today. No court in the land has said yes to the vaccine mandate. Every single one of them has been punted. Why then, here's my follow-up question, where are the lawsuits? Where is Morris Bart? Where in the hell is Gordon?